Harry, the laughing hyena, was standing by a tree, laughing and giggling to himself as usual. "Hello, Harry," said Cranberry.
"Oh, hello, Cranberry," said Harry. "What are you doing out here?"
"I've lost my glasses and I'm trying to find them."
"Well, when you find them, you'll be able to look for them, won't you?"
said Harry, and he ran off laughing crazily at his own silly joke. Silly hyena, thought Cranberry. Next, Cranberry met Alan the anteater.
"You've lost your glasses," Alan said. "Where?"
"I don't know," Cranberry answered.
"Okay, but when you find them, why don't you come with me and look for ants? Lovely, delicious ants. You will love them as they wriggle round in your tummy."
"No, thank you, Alan. I don't think I'd like ants to eat."
"Won't like ants? How can anybody not like ants?"
Alan the anteater said as he trundled away, long nose on the ground looking for his delicious ants, muttering,
"How can anybody not like ants? How can anybody not like ants?"
Silly anteater, thought Cranberry.
"Who's that?"
asked Ronald the rhino, peering and squinting at Cranberry, as rhinoceroses have very poor eyesight.
"It's me, Cranberry the crocodile."
"Cranberry? What are you doing here?"
"I've lost my glasses and I'm looking for them."
"Glasses? What do you need glasses for?"
Ronald asked.
"I need them to find my food, to catch fish."
"I don't need glasses to find my food, so why do you?"
Ronald asked, puzzled as to why anybody needed glasses to find food.
"Ronald, you eat grass," Cranberry answered, as he lifted his head to look around.
All he could see for miles around was grassland in every direction.
"Grass is everywhere," he said, "all around you. You don't need to look for it because it's already there."
"Oh, I suppose so,"
Ronald mumbled as he walked away, munching on another mouthful of fresh grass.
"Glasses," he muttered. "Glasses. Who needs glasses?"